Hello there, and welcome to Poor Quality, a show where some friends talk about beer and life and all the goofy stuff that gets between the two. Each week, the hosts may be different, but don't worry, they are all guaranteed poor quality material. Join us and listen in as the Brew Crew talks about what ails their life. Now, let's see what we're drinking.
Adults ready.
Did you guys say 21? Are we
That's what I've been saying this whole time.
Oh man. I'm gonna have
drink to that. For a celebration.
I'm gonna have a beer.
I'm gonna have a shot because it's 21.
Oh, you're getting crazy now.
I am getting crazy now.
That's wild and crazy.
I suppose it's time to celebrate.
It is a time to celebrate.
Celebrate. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Here he comes.
Here right is now. Zach. And it's his birthday.
It's his Happy birthday.
Say something right now, Zach.
Hey, guys. Me, Zach.
Zach, happy birthday, Zach, man.
What's up? Oh, thanks, guys. I really appreciate you singing. I'm going to go now. Bye.
Can't believe that. Zach, so soon.
He's probably got birthday plans.
That's fair.
He's got things he's doing.
Yeah.
Huh. Well... Sad Zach isn't here, but welcome.
Yeah,
to
he just left.
Yeah,
poor quality.
Sorry, I had to go.
Number 21.
20. Party City.
Woo!
This is really, really flowing now.
Oh yeah,
we found our groove.
I hated that shot. Holy cow, it was very bad. I thought it would be good, and it. Tasted so gross.
Trent, not all alcohol is immediately delicious, although you are now 21.
You're learning that actually no alcohol is delicious.
That's not true at all.
Agree to disagree.
I feel like alcohol is just tolerable to certain extents.
Depending Some on more the than context.
Especially in the beginning when I was 21.
If it's the juice at the bottom of a pineapple bowl, it's
oh it's boy. Top-notch. We shouldn't That's not a story for now. Chris, why are we here?
We are here because it is Poor Quality episode number 21.
Yeah! Nice. Party City!
We're all glad to be here.
Woo! Woo!
Mike's got his shirt off.
I'm he getting does. Crazy tonight.
Oh, yeah. We're having a rip-roaring time.
Trent's shirt is not long for this world.
No.
Yeah, as of today, it's gotten a little warmer and a little more humid, at least in Nashville.
It's freezing and raining here.
Awesome.
Wait, if it's freezing, it's not raining. I'll be real.
Unless it's freezing rain.
Unless.
The paradox.
Wait. What have you done, Chris?
I don't know. Turn it back.
Everything I know.
It's dissolving. Take back time.
All right, so this week... I will be your gracious host. I hope I'm gracious. We'll find out.
And yeah, we'll judge you afterwards.
A ruthless host.
Let me know.
I've got my grading sheet.
I've got a survey ready for the end.
Oh, well, excellent.
If you guys could fill this out on the way out.
Survey monkey.
Okay, so I've asked the gentleman to come up with what their beer would say if it could talk. So if your beer could talk. What would it say to you?
I'm drowning.
What?
What?
I'm a beer. So in this... I'm a beer, and I'm drowning, because I'm
Wait,
liquid.
Wait, so is your beer underwater?
I'm drowning.
What part of your beer... Mike. Explain to me. Oh, wait. Hold up. That's great, Mike. That's great. Tell me.
Huh?
Which part of the beer is sentient here? Okay, that hasn't...
Is it like drowning in the pit of your stomach?
Or is the beer drowning in the bottle? What's the deal?
I am the beer drowning.
What? There's no context.
If
Where's the backstory? It's not a believable character.
I'm not attached to it in any way.
I don't feel for him drowning.
Can I describe my beer and say something of actual value?
No, that was great.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why I called on you, Mike.
We're all wondering.
Always with the hits.
Number one, poor quality singles. And this is Little Trouble.
Only 99 cents on iTunes.
I'm drinking, I wish Colin was here to hear this, but I'm drinking a Wisconsin beer, another New Glarus. It is a...
hey, it's me, Colin, Wisconsin, sir.
Wow.
Colin, I hate when you say later, you hate I'm Wisconsin. Out of here,
bye.
Okay, bye, Colin.
Wow, I can't believe it.
That's really rude, actually. He should have stuck around for the etiquette cast. this is a nut brown ale. First sip, it's very good. If I could picture something that this beer would say... it is called Fat Squirrel, so I want to picture like a fat squirrel saying something, and if it had anything to say,
what would a fat squirrel say, Mike? Hit me with this juicy detail. I'm so intrigued.
Every fat squirrel finds a nut.
Okay.
Brown ale.
What?
Okay.
Oh boy!
I mean, I'm drawing.
Okay.
I love that. Oh,
cool. All right, yeah, it finished. Very strong. Good. That's what's so funny.
Isn't Mike funny, guys?
Yeah, so great. Funny.
Matt, I know. Matt, I know you can. I know you can keep this comedy train going, Matt. If you want to take over.
Number one on the comedy charts, iTunes, 99 cents. Check them out now.
I'll see you there. Rate us five stars. Rate us six if you could, because boy, that was 10 out of 10. Or should I say 6 out of 5?
Easily. What's up, guys?
Hi, hey. Matt.
I'm Matt, and I'm drinking a New Glarus Spotted Cow, another Wisco beer.
Shout out, Colin.
Yeah, yep. Shout out to Colin.
Hey, it's me again. You suck.
Hey, Colin, get out of here.
Hey, you're back. Wait,
there he goes.
Left? Okay.
No, he left.
Oh, weird.
Let me take a sip.
Of course. Yes.
As most of my nightmares start.
Mm. Oh, it's very good. But if this beer were to speak, it'd say something like any of the dialogue from Alien. Mm. Easily.
Oh, boy.
Any of the dialogue from Alien.
It doesn't look like he did any research from this one.
Let me just take another drink. Let me get more specific.
Mm.
Yeah, please. Anything would be more specific.
Mm. Anything Sigourney Weaver says in Alien. There we go. That's the second one really dialed it in for me.
Okay. So your beer reminds you of a strong female presence.
Yes.
Hmm.
Murderous.
Hmm.
Huh.
You guys saw the movie.
Yeah,
she had to torture crew. Did you not see that part? You guys were sleeping.
I was awake for the whole thing.
A large portion of that film.
I swear I was awake.
I was up taking notes.
Studying.
I mean, from your vast knowledge of Alien at this point, I think we're all convinced that you are an avid listener.
Yeah.
An avid listener to
Alien.
The Alien podcast, Poor Quality. Trent?
This is what it feels like at this point.
What are you drinking, man?
I am drinking from Ballast Point Brewing Company the Sea Rose, which is a tart cherry wheat ale.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good. Whoa. It's
what was that noise?
Okay. who was that? Who made that?
This is the problem.
That was Chris's beer screaming that it was drowning.
Oh,
screaming for help.
He was trying to talk.
Not like this. I'm sorry. I was just trying to take a sip and it made a sound. Back to you, Trent.
Okay. So it's got cherry and pomegranate flavors. It's a fruity, delicious wheat beer. I'll show you boys. It's got this flowy red fish on it.
Oh, it's like a beta fish.
Yeah, it's like a big, kind of looks like a red dress.
Mm-hmm. For a while, that looked a lot just like a flower, and I couldn't see the fish.
Well, I mean, it's called the Sea Rose, so I mean, that's kind of the intention.
That's also probably what got me.
Yeah.
The Rose of the Sea.
So maybe if my beer was trying to talk to me. I would say it was asking me if I wanted to tango.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
This is the flowy okay. red dress and getting a little mm-hmm. zesty and a little flirty, you know, drinking a tart beer.
I see.
What?
Nothing's zestier than a tart flavor.
Okay, it's...
Nothing gets me riled up more than tart delicious.
You know, it would have been hilarious if you said...
Sigourney Weaver. Chris?
Yes, Trent?
Would you tell me what your beer that tried to interrupt me was going to say?
Well, it is Lazy Magnolia, Mississippi's oldest brewery. Southern Whoa. Pecan.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Brewed with roasted pecans. It is a pecan nut brown ale.
Hey, we're drinking something similar.
Hmm.
Huzzah.
I don't know. I mean, I think it would probably have like a slow southern drawl, but like a mm-hmm. like the classy, like old-timey southern drawl. Mm-hmm. 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 And I think when it told me its name, the southern pecan, however yeah. you want to pronounce it, we would get into a debate on how to pronounce that word, because I still don't know the proper pronunciation.
Pecan.
It's pecan.
Pecan.
That's funny. The moment you said you were describing your beer, I wanted to dive into pecan or pecan.
Yeah, because I say pecan.
Pecan.
Almost like pecan.
I say toucan. I don't know. I don't think I'm right.
I completely avoid saying the word because I'm terrified that I'll be wrong.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I try to do.
I'll just say that one if I need to.
That nut. What about...
that pecan nut.
What about aunt and aunt?
Aunt.
Ooh, it's aunt.
Aunt.
Ooh. Descent in the ranks.
That's just kind of how I grew up saying it. Auntie Debbie. No.
I feel like both are bad. Aunt.
Yeah, I'd rather...
Aunt. Aunt.
Hello. Aunt. Hello, Mrs. Mom Sister.
I think that's good.
I like that. Yeah. It's formal. It's not very edgy.
Or just use people's names. That's my whole thing.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm still uncomfortable calling adults by their first names.
I hate when I have to like call somebody like Dr. something, because it's just like...
I prefer that. I feel more respectful that way.
You're a person just like me.
I'm more educated than you.
We all have just names that people call us.
I was given a name. You can call me that name.
It's fine. I don't know. I just don't get it.
I prefer Goliath.
What?
Hmm. Hey, Mike. Oh, no, please.
Call me
Goliath.
Call me Goliath.
Because I'm huge.
Goliath, Hercules, Trout Smasher, Wadena.
What?
I love trout. I love trout. Love to smash my gut. Love to eat them.
Just
yum yum yum.
Right down the gullet.
Chris, I think it's you're about to take control. All
right. Reel this in, please.
I just want to see where this panned out.
Reel this trout.
I don't want to
say anymore. It's gonna get crazy. No, we're 21 now. We're gonna get nuts.
That seems to be that's like all we've talked about this entire episode.
We're gonna get pecan nuts.
No, we've just been talking about what's another word for nuts?
Tarts.
Tarts.
That's not
Chris.
Anyway, so today, this podcast,
I asked
the gentleman.
That's us.
Oh my god! If you do this anymore, I'm gonna boot you from the entire podcast.
Oh, sorry. Feeling crazy.
So, this podcast, I asked the gentleman to play a classic game of Would You Rather? Which I believe is a game classically played as an icebreaker.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
And it's funny that we should play it, as we are the four who probably know each other best.
That's true. Just what we need.
Nothing makes me cry more than the word icebreaker.
I'm sorry.
It could not be. No, just we're fine here.
Can you please use other language?
But in the real world, as soon as somebody says icebreaker, it's like, oh no.
Don't make
this me. This is not how I do it.
Should we go back to Mike's thing and call it a trout smasher?
Yes, please. I love that.
Oh boy, I'm ready for some trout smashing.
Also, Trent, you're saying you were distrout. I don't know if everyone heard that.
It's so good.
Anyway, so hey Trent.
Yeah.
Can you hit us with a would you rather?
Or
would you rather not?
Christmas tricky play.
I was trying to think of one at work today. Trying to, kind of unsuccessfully.
Mm-hmm.
Just the first thing that comes to your mind.
Right now.
Here's one, because there are people who I see do both of these things still, and I just don't get it.
Okay.
Would you rather be forced to only text in capital letters or not be allowed to use a space bar?
Oh, no.
Oh, God. Mm. Is this all contexts ever?
Yeah, just like any time. Anytime your thumbs touch the screen.
All caps.
I think I'd rather... yeah.
Really?
Because I see, like, you know, old people on Facebook do both of these things.
Really?
Yes.
Wait, do people not use this
all caps? All caps is more.
I've seen it.
You don't seen it.
I don't sound it.
And I just do not understand it. It is crazy.
I think it'd be easier, say, if I was to change my whole way of living, because this would change everything. If I were to go about my life using all caps, I would just have to make a special Facebook announcement. Hey, sorry, guys, I'm going to be really aggressive for the rest of my life. And it'd be as simple as that.
All because of my podcast.
Otherwise, without spaces, it'd be... Hey guys, sorry about this, but it's going to be a really difficult understanding me for the rest of my time
exactly.
on social media platforms. It'd be nearly impossible.
Yeah.
Unless I could like capitalize the beginning of each word, that would probably make it more simpler.
That'd be a waste of time.
But it would also, would also feel like be slower at typing, because the space bar is how I pace myself.
Yeah. That's like the thing too, just like the tone of it, because everyone's going to, every time they see that, because it's unusual, they're going to either think you're yelling...
Yeah.
Or that you're just, I have no time. I got to say everything right now.
Hey, sorry about this. I want to say something shorter. But it's got to be really long because I can't speak.
I dropped my phone and there's a huge crack right over my space bar and I cannot use a space bar.
Also, I don't own any computers.
I think I'd rather do caps. I'm going to agree with you because you can use punctuation and then you can use punctuation to your advantage.
Mm-hmm.
So you're like, you say, like, something in all caps, but then
okay.
use an ellipsis.
Nice. Good example.
And then it's all passive-aggressive shouting. That's how I would do it. I would use ellipses rampantly.
Notice the dishes weren't done. Dot, dot, dot.
Boy. I can feel the heat. I can feel the tension.
Okay, but the other way is good, too, because it's just like, notice the dishes weren't done. Like it's a secret.
It's nearly a secret.
Wait. Quick question, Chris. Without spaces, can we use punctuation?
Because
I was imagining it as no punctuation and no spaces. That's how I saw it.
Yeah, same.
Because you could easily cheat. You could just put dashes in between every word.
Well,
but that would be a look too.
That'd be a nice aesthetic. I mean, change the game.
Just make it look like a website.
I mean, you've seen all caps Twitter accounts. Tyler the Creator is a great example.
Oh yeah.
But I mean, if
and YouTube is all caps now.
What? Oh, I guess the
titles are all caps.
True,
now.
I didn't even think of that. Hmm. See, YouTube made the first step. That's our turn. Except we're going to scrunch our words together and it's going to get really insane because you can't understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's going to be the style now that we're going to bring that up.
Here it goes.
Bring that to the people.
Can I hit you guys with my would you rather?
Yeah, please.
I would love it.
Do it.
Would you rather not use a microwave for the rest of your life or only cook using a microwave for the rest of your life?
What if most of my life has been already only using a microwave?
Then this question got a lot more simple.
Then this one just got a lot easier for me. I think moving forward, I would prefer to never use a microwave.
Okay.
But like I said, up until this point, 90% of my meals have been in the microwave.
I used to think it was really exciting. We had this close family friend, still do. And
rest in peace.
He used to make eggs, like, and scramble them in a little bowl and put them in the microwave. And
ooh.
they like ballooned up and it was like a parachute. And ooh. Then they all settled and then you just scramble them
like
up.
Marshmallows.
And eat them. And I thought it was insanely cool. And I did it for like
a that's not the twist I saw. Yeah,
I was very, very young and I was highly influenced by this gent. But I did this for a long time and I just thought it was exciting. But looking back, I can't imagine that's great for your body. My radiated eggs.
Perfect. I prefer, yes. I'd like to order the eggs over radiated.
That sounds delicious.
Burnt toast.
Can I get those Chernobyl potatoes? That sounds lovely. Oh. Is that not okay to say?
No, it was very good. Okay. It was very, very good. Okay. I didn't go nuclear as fast as you did.
Yeah, kind of escalated.
I was too conservative, I think. I think you did the right thing.
Just blew the lid off that one. Trent, what do you say? Microwave or nah?
I would go without a microwave. I barely use mine.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah. It's basically just for popcorn, I guess.
For the aesthetic. I noticed you were looking at my microwave.
It's to show off to my friends. Guys, did you see my microwave?
Pretty hot stuff.
It's... Oh, Chris!
Oh!
Oh, Chris! It's getting heated.
It is.
Is that the only one we can make?
Well, it's whatever.
Frozen pizza is a big deal to me, and frozen pizza you cannot do with a microwave so much.
That's true.
So.
Okay, would you rather never eat frozen pizza again? Or
okay. Well, this is off the dome. You can't expect it to be perfect.
Yeah, true. Or
really off the dome, huh?
Yeah, no, I wasn't thinking of a second. Does somebody want to help me out with the second half? Because I know Trent and his
obsession. So wait. Never have another frozen pizza.
Yes.
Or
only eat the pizza.
Or the
frozen.
only Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Only eat, or you couldn't like cook it. You could only eat frozen pizza.
Well, either way, you get kind of a butt end of the stick, you know?
I think that's the point of would you rather, isn't it? Like, no, you don't have one good option and one bad option. Okay, would you rather die or drink water for the rest of your life? Which one would you rather?
You have
come
2 seconds.
Guys.
Quick,
this is going to be good. Everybody, just come on. Answer fast. Answer truthfully.
You can eat anything but pizza, or you can just eat pizza, but forever.
See, that doesn't sound half bad.
Pizza?
No, I'm just wanting some pizza.
I was going to say, you're asking me basically, that's the life decision I'm trying to make right now. Is it, am I going to eat pizza forever or can I change my ways? Is basically where I'm at currently.
So this is more of a pivotal moment in your life.
Take your time if you need to.
Would I rather?
This is actually an important decision you need to make.
I've been choosing the not frozen pizza.
Oh.
But every time I go to the grocery store, I mean, I'll get one.
That's how I'm at, actually. I used to get big DiGiorno's, and then somebody threw it in the garbage, so now I get the cheapest one.
Did that happen?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, did who?
Oh, nobody's eating this. I guess I'll just throw it in the garbage.
Whatever, we can unpack that one later.
I just don't want to say it. It's none of you guys. It was...
Oh, fair. Okay, great. Then we're...
You didn't eat my pizza.
In the clear.
Not like you, Mike.
No. We will not think of that either. Please. My Twitter doesn't have any spaces. You can't understand me, but let's not talk about it.
Okay.
But it can't be me. I've never thrown anything out of a picture. So.
Oh, Trent. We know.
Wait. No, it's fine.
Or that little cabinet we had that smelt just...
Oh.
Oh, man.
I forgot about the stinky cabinet.
Yeah. The stink.
The stinknet. The cab stink. The cabbing.
I still don't know what that was. I still
stink
don't know.
Cabinet.
Yeah.
It was alive.
It was moving.
It was multiplying.
I think it was potatoes.
And I think more potatoes were growing. I think you had more up there than you initially put.
I realize I wouldn't have to buy potatoes if I just grew them.
Yeah, right there in the cabinet, huh?
Yeah.
The state cabinet.
Sludgy potatoes.
Perfect.
After Trent had been gone for 3 or 4 months, we found this plastic bag that was literally, it smelled in the kitchen for a long time. But
that's the thing. Yeah. That's the thing I wanted to say, that there was a weird smell every time you opened this cabinet or kind of walked by, and we couldn't really pinpoint where it was.
It was like hidden very well. And one day I pulled this plastic bag that was literally stuck to the wood that it was laying on, and I had to scrape it off, and it was,
we took a hose to it.
Yep.
Oh, no, we didn't take a hose to it. We took a bucket, and propped it up and just threw water as hard as we could at it.
Yes. Yeah, it was
for like an hour.
It was horrific.
And then left it outside for a month.
Yeah. And then we moved out because it was that bad.
And then we had to move out. And they burned down the building.
No.
And then they sold Belmont.
They had to sell Belmont. It's turned into a dump. They had to move the dump. It smelled too bad.
Okay, no. To be fair, these joggers that I'm wearing right now have bleach stains on them for when I had to wipe off the porch from everybody's nasty carved out pumpkins that got super moldy and gross. All and right, I had to deal with that.
That was kind of gross.
And that was the worst. That was four super nasty pumpkins.
That was pretty bad.
With, like, the threat of being fined by the community.
Okay. Would you rather take a big old bite of the nasty alive potatoes?
Oh.
Or the nasty, nasty pumpkins?
Pumpkins.
Just a big old juicy... You want a big old juicy bite of rotten pumpkin meat?
Yeah. Hell yeah, I do. Over that nasty potato concoction that was stuck onto that cabinet? I will never forget that smell. Ever.
Okay, but hold on. But the potatoes give you a superpower.
Okay, then hell yeah, let me fly around after eating this. No,
the superpower is you forever smell like the potatoes.
Then no way, I'm going for that pumpkin right back to
you're
it.
You're just a flip a flopping, Mike.
Keep it
you're just
these.
A flip flopping left
give
and right.
Give me more variables. I'm trying to change the game. Pumpkin 100% final answer.
Okay.
No spaces.
The dynamic, would you rather?
It just keeps changing and changing. Then no, then yes, then no. This game isn't fun.
Hey, that leads well to my would you rather.
Okay.
And I guess I kind of stole it from a lot of movies and stories that do this, but maybe there aren't a lot, but there are a couple at least. But would you rather live life having to always say no or to having to always say yes?
Oh, no.
Was that your answer? Final answer, Mike.
No,
please. Mike is no. He don't wants to say yes always. Confirm. Final answer.
Wait. Oh, I'm such a yes man.
I mean, they're both. I feel like they're equally terrible, depending on situations.
They're both very bad.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say yes.
Yeah.
Do you want to go half and half on this condo?
Yes.
I say no. I say no way more than I say yes at this point in my life. So. I will.
Yeah, but what about, imagine how you could inflect one or the other.
Yes.
Yes.
Perfect.
No.
So happy, but I guess he doesn't want to go to the roller coaster park. You know, the park for roller coasters.
No.
No, he doesn't.
No.
Right. No.
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 Oh, so no. Wait.
No.
So, wait, Trent, once and for all, answer me quick right now. Do you want to go to the roller coaster park?
The thing is.
Yeah. What's up? Do you want or do you not want? Yes or no.
Okay, you gotta understand the my thing. You gotta know me. You gotta know my thing.
Binary, yes or no? What's up? Do you want to go or not?
You should know how I am. So when I say,
okay,
heck no. You should.
All right, bud.
You should know that I'm really mean.
I don't know. We'll shred the ticket or something. It was $60, but I mean that's cool, man.
I mean, I guess you get one day of the year, opposite day,
and then you just throw everyone off who's getting used to it.
Yep.
Hey, Trent, do you want to go to the murder place?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. All right, come on.
Wait.
That's not how that works.
My day's over. I'm choosing to end it.
I have beer coming out of my nose.
Oh my god! Let's go to the murder place. What is that?
That's the murder
What is
spot.
That?
You know. Trent wants yeah. to go.
Would you, no, would you rather have a snake crawl into your nose or your ear?
A snake? Both go like directly to the brain. You know how the nose goes directly
how about
to
like
the
a,
brain.
How about like a worm? Because either way, I'm dead if it's a snake.
Or like a spider?
Oh, no.
Do you have to be conscious of it, or can you just... Can somebody tell you later, like, hey, yo...
Yo, a spider crawled up in your nasal. There's a
spider just... How do you know that?
See, I was watching you.
You are sitting there. Yeah. It is a controlled experience.
You volunteered for this.
It goes in. It goes in, and then it is extracted out.
The spider or the... Which one are we on now?
Spider or the snake? Yeah. What is... Which that's one? A big difference. Yeah, which no, that's which one. Which one would you rather?
Oh, I see.
Sure.
I thought it was, would you rather nose or ear?
No,
you
it,
have,
it
you
is
have
that.
Four options. Four options. Or multiple you options here.
That's a lot. That's a lot for would you rather.
You could do snake, nose, snake, ear, spider, ear, spider, nose.
Oh, okay. So spider, nose, ear, snake.
What are you even saying?
Crouching tiger, hidden lamb.
You're crazy.
That's not the thing. So a snake in your nose.
It's a dumb
giraffe
question.
In your
Someone say a different one.
Giraffe.
I can't actually think about either of those things.
Oh my, Blantis. Can I? Let me.
Wait. I haven't. I did one off the dome. I have a planned one. I want to do.
Okay.
Do it.
And this one we really got to think about.
Okay.
Would you rather
okay.
for the rest of your life have Cheeto fingers?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Or watery eyes?
Watery eyes, for sure.
Watery eyes.
Cheeto
fingers. Yeah, no, Trent, I knew. Why, Trent?
I'm just producing Cheeto magic.
It's so true. Magical.
Imagine how fun a phone would be to use.
That's like an easy documentary.
Okay, but imagine a touchscreen iPhone with Cheeto fingers.
I wouldn't need to. I'd be so famous for having this cool Cheeto gene.
This weird gland mutation.
This gland where it's just Cheeto dust.
I guess you could wear gloves. And you could get those cool, fancy new gloves that have, like, the little spots that work on smartphones.
Okay, that's certainly one way to deal with it, but don't forget.
No, I'm basically always crying all the time anyway. So, I mean, probably seriously, the other one, but...
But then you don't have Cheeto fingers.
You're right, it could make a good snack.
Guys, I've been researching what the Cheeto dust is actually called. I thought it was, okay. I thought it was, like... some sort of gristly word, but
like Cheeto cocaine.
It says Cheetle. I don't Cheetle? Know if I like that name.
Cheetle.
Mm. I hate that name.
It sounds even that's grosser.
That sounds like some sort of technical term for the bodily fluid that Chester the Cheetah has.
Yeah, it's like spittle.
What if this added element? You had to say, "Oh no, sorry, that's just all my Cheetle fingers."
That's my Cheetle.
Those are my Cheetles.
That's my Cheetles.
That's because you do spit on your fingers. I mean, like. So it's like spittle and Cheetos and
but Cheetle, yeah. It's like a Cheetle. Hard E that I just the E that I don't like.
Oh, don't mind me. There's Cheetle stains everywhere.
Oh, just excuse my Cheetles.
Excuse the mess.
They're gonna be on most doorknobs,
if not all doorknobs.
You notice I've got no doors in my house.
I brush my teeth. It's just Cheetle. It's Cheetle everywhere.
This was a calculated decision.
I don't know if she loves me for me or my Cheeto fingers.
She loves my Cheetle.
She's always got a box of Wheat Thins with her.
She's always taking my hand and then rubbing it on crackers. I don't know.
It's so strange.
I don't know why.
She doesn't love when I brush her hair. It's just kind of messy. No. But I like it.
I love running my fingers
Cheetle,
through her
Cheetle,
hair.
Cheetle. That's the noise it makes.
That's a good Cheetle shine.
Gives it that orange chunky look.
It's that gristle that I like.
Mm. That's what I like
gross.
In hair.
Okay, someone ask a new one. I hate everything.
Mike? No, before you do anything.
What?
We gotta stack that beer fridge.
I'm going to get some Cheadle.
Well, hello there, folks. Welcome to the middle of the podcast, the stocking of the beer fridge, the portion of the show where we talk about our sponsors. Now, usually I like to put a joke here, but instead, I decided this week I'm going to both put that sound of an airplane out of my window. Just let it pass. Cool. Instead of a joke, I wanted to put a bit of a teaser in. Now, Chris says a lot of what he says gets run over by the rest of us yelling and screaming. And so we're going to play kind of a game. I'm going to play a clip of Chris saying something beneath everybody else, and we're going to see if you, the listener, can find it later in the episode. If you hear Chris saying this, go ahead and let us know the timestamp, at what point in the podcast you think you hear him, and you can let us know either at our Gmail, poorquality@gmail.com, or at our Instagram. Go ahead and comment on a photo, and let us know when you hear Chris say this phrase.
This episode has been brought to you by the Sexual Squid.
Would you rather have taco spill every beer that you will ever drink for the rest of your life?
Or, so that's none beer now.
Or would you rather every time you go out to a restaurant,
taco's there and he knocks over your beer.
You accidentally spill your beer. So it's not every beer forever, but whenever you go out, you're awfully embarrassed, and I'm sorry to the waiter.
What if every time you go out, you're Zach?
I mean,
because it's a lot of beer.
I guess I'd rather spill out because I drink more beer at home than I do at home.
Okay, that's fair.
That's a good point.
Okay.
Or in private home parties, events. I can't necessarily. Out and about.
Would you rather spill your beer or spill your cat?
Wait, what? Trent can just get a Night on the Town beer sippy cup.
Oh, perfect. You have to have a customizable just cap that you put onto to beer glasses.
Yeah.
And then
it's for protection. I'm an advocate for protection.
Or you could just, you know, put it in like a camel backpack.
That's not impossible.
I feel like somebody's done that before.
Somebody's potentially done that before. The human keg.
Someone pumped Zach.
They didn't think it was possible. But there he is, the impossible man.
And look, there's a nickname, I mean, he's not even here.
The impossible man or keg man.
Keg Zach man.
What?
Yeah.
What? That wasn't...
Let me hit you guys.
Keg birthday Zach man.
Zach man.
Married Zach man.
Zach man. Let me hit you guys with this age-old would you rather.
Okay.
I'm not gonna... It's gonna be tough for Trent to participate, but I'm not gonna...
Why?
Let me hit you with it.
I appreciate your confidence.
Would you rather nix pork from your diet or beef from your diet?
Pork.
I think pork, yeah. Beef is a little more versatile.
I love me a good burger.
Yeah, but no more pulled pork. We live in Nashville. No more bacon.
Pulled pork's real good.
Yeah, but I could have brisket.
Mmm.
Beef brisket is so good.
Mmm.
This wasn't as difficult of a question as I thought.
What about taco meat?
No,
please don't eat my cat.
I'm with you on the beef. I am absolutely with you. And I also wouldn't touch chicken because chicken is sacred.
Chicken stays.
I was gonna say turkey and chicken are decent enough pork substitutes.
I don't eat either, and life is fine.
This is why.
I'll just tell you that.
All right, good job, guys. You guys riffed on that exactly how I wanted you to.
Oh, nice. Great.
We got a strike on every alley of this bowling place.
Would you rather only drink beer or only be able to drink hard liquor?
A beer. Are you kidding? Well, but my scotch.
I know, that's the thing, though.
Wait, but like beer is the only thing you can drink? Like,
I feel like I have more
alcoholic or
yeah.
Okay.
Beer.
Yeah. Just beer or it. Just liquor.
What's it? I have a lot more fun with beer, I feel.
Or like mixed drinks, but like
yeah, I think
is right.
That's a good one. I don't know. Cause like I like them both for different times.
Here on our beer podcast.
If you want to go with just wine too, I'll allow it. But
did you say wine,
cheese,
wine.
I pick cheese,
cheese and wine.
I might go with just wine. I don't know.
I thought you might, but see, you also like the Angry Orchard, and you also like the Fireball.
Yeah, I mean, I like all of them. I'm just trying to think which one would give me the most options, which might be liquor.
Yeah, because you can mix it.
Yeah, but beer can be so different.
But I feel like beer, like, that, not that they're all the same, but beer generally has, like, that weedy kind of taste and in some form or fashion.
Yeah, it would be beer for me 100%.
Yeah, I think it'd be beer for me.
I mean, I love my fancy liqueurs, but...
I think I'd actually go with liquor, because I feel like I can... I can moderate it more.
True.
Even though it's higher percentage, so maybe it probably kind of evens out.
No.
Plus, I'm the type of guy that doesn't drink a whole lot of anything.
No. Like, when we were at the show, I got you a Jack and Coke while I had myself a PBR there.
Oh, nice.
With Mike.
I actually tried PBR for the first time.
Pretty delicious.
It was one of the most gross
pretty great.
I've ever drank in my life.
Pretty awesome.
Somebody went outside to the alley sewer.
That's not how they brew it, but you're close.
That's how they brew it. And they went Nashville water, scooped it up, said, this'll do.
Matt, it's a Wisconsin beer you're ripping on right now.
I'm a ripping and a tearing, and it's worth it because PBR is very gross.
It's brewed in my birth city, if you want to take anything back.
Then now's your chance, bud.
You still have time.
I want Mike's final decision while someone brews up a next question.
I've got a next one.
On this previous?
Okay.
Beer fashao.
Beer?
Yeah. I would miss my scotch and I'd miss my whiskey, but...
Yeah.
Oh, but my...
Gin and tequila.
Hey.
Yeah, guys. Guess who picked the right one? This guy.
Oh, just...
rum.
I'm thankful that's not the world that we live in. Boy, that sounds right. Like the worst thing I've ever said.
It's like the weird thing. It's like, why am I so worried about this? It's not like either one matters.
Why am I so worried about this? I get both.
This is just a trout smashing question.
Trout smashing.
Trout smashing.
Quite. Would you rather trout smash the rest of your life? Or would you rather
I don't know what that
or
means.
Would you rather squid wrestle?
Trout smash. I'm gonna smash. I'm not wrestling with no squid.
Man.
Are you kidding me?
You can choose the squid.
When I see those giant squid pictures, I just get so terrified.
Yeah.
That there's something that big in
there's
the ocean.
There's so many rules in wrestling.
What if it was like a team of three?
Three squids against you, or you against
that's worse. Know.
Or like three of you versus a squid.
It's
at least
three of each.
Okay. Hold on. I'm going to make an amendment. Would you rather squid wrestle three medium squids or one big one, but there's three of you?
Oh, one big one.
You and your two clones
are
wrestling a large-sized squid. What was the answer? Anybody?
I'd rather trout smash.
I'd say the trout.
There ain't no rules in trout smashing.
If there's just one of me, I'll just trout smash all three of them.
Trout smash the squid? Slam. You can't trout smash the squid.
You can't trout smash a squid, Trent. It doesn't make any sense. It just doesn't make sense. You can only wrestle a squid.
Pete is going to have an issue with this one.
What? What?
I'm a vegetarian. It's fine. It's hypothetical.
I'm trying to envision this trout smashing. Do you just use your fist?
Pound, pound, pound.
A sword or something?
This is Hulk smashing. No, this is pounding the ground with your fist. Like Donkey Kong. Open palm Donkey Kong.
Oh my god. Chris, it's pretty open-ended, really. It's however you want to smash that trout.
Everybody's got their own style of trout smashing.
Yeah.
Either way, the trout is screwed.
Yeah. Oh, it's smashed at least.
It is smashed. Or maybe it's just you get smashed with the trout. You see who can get drunker.
But with beer or liquor?
Just make sure you don't mount the trout. That's illegal.
Yeah, mountain trout are much more rare. You don't want to smash those.
Whoa!
There's protected species. They're part of the habitat for our giant squids.
They're both protected.
For an extra $20, you can wrestle them.
I thought you were going to donate to the Save the Squids fund there.
Yeah. Oh, Save the Squids. Sorry, PETA.
Well, I mean, if the squid wins, they get a good meal.
A really good meal.
Yeah, you know how squids eat people.
Yeah.
They probably
I'm
could.
Pretty burly. I don't know if I'm going to fit in a squid's beak.
Have you seen? They're like 1,000 feet long.
I mean, yeah.
I think that's an exaggeration.
No, it's like 60, but that's like huge.
Yeah.
That's like standing outside of my window right now.
There's a squid standing outside.
That'd be terrifying.
You got to get wrestling.
There's a squid.
Dude,
I'm gonna trout smash him.
Do you need to call Domino's, man?
Yeah, I'll call the Domino's guy. He's my backup. There's my two clones.
You understand? Bring your swim trunks.
Jimmy has begun preparing my order and is donning squid smashing gear. Great, great, great.
And as soon as you get here, we're gonna fry up some calamari.
Ooh, I love calamari.
Would you rather? Would you rather only eat calamari the rest of your life, or
only smash squids?
What?
What does that mean?
How would I get the calamari without smashing the squid?
Oh, too true. A loophole.
You don't want to.
Why not both?
You don't want to kill the squid. You got to wrestle it. You got to wrangle it in, and then it's nice and fresh as soon as you get it to your plate.
Okay, so we squid wrangling now.
Yeah. Well, squid wrestling, then that's step one, and then you can wrangle it in.
Wrangle is step one, my dude. You gotta jump onto your seahorse, wrangle.
First you have to catch a mountain trout.
Okay, you gotta
and
get
then
the
use
mountain
that
trout.
As a lure to wrangle the squid.
Okay, wait. Wrangle. A dispute or argument, typically one that is long and complicated. So you have to have a long, long conversation with this squid.
You gotta be wearing wranglers.
We're talking like bull wranglers.
Okay.
Yeah, I think there's got to be a definition number two, Mike.
Okay, this is the... Now we're looking at the verb wrangle. Have a long and complicated dispute. That's definition one. Definition two, round up, herd, or take charge of
mount
livestock.
Mount up, herd, and take charge. That's what I'm talking
about.
But
it says,
mountain
it says livestock parentheses, which I'm okay with. We can adopt squid into this category of livestock.
Well, yes, and squid. It should say that there.
It does. Let me look.
Yeah, Matt's got a squid farm.
Oh, the North American definition. Yeah. Okay. Found the squid. Squid wrangling.
If there's farm-raised salmon, there can be farm-raised squid, I think.
Certainly.
Yeah.
And you gotta wrangle it, you gotta wrestle it, you gotta smash it. Calamari. Those are the four steps to calamari.
Yeah, they used it in a sentence. First, you wrestle the squid, then you wrangle it in, and then you eat
it. You gotta smash it before you can eat it.
You smash it, you wrangle it.
There's an important step. You
have a long and complicated dispute?
Oh, no. I think you're reading into it too much.
I think this is turning into a long and complicated dispute.
I think so.
I'd have to agree. Does anybody have anything we can move on to?
I've got one.
Please.
This is one of the...
This will be the final one.
The more classic of the would you rathers.
Wait, ours aren't classic?
I don't know. Some of them were. But I don't know about the squid and the mountain trout or whatever we got to. anyway, I feel like a lot of the would you rathers go back to having some kind of superpower. And I feel like I've always heard the would you rather be invisible or be able to fly?
Mm-mm-mm.
Or like invisibility or being able to fly.
Okay, the ability to be invisible.
The ability, I'm sorry, not always.
How
invisible.
Fast can I fly?
So there are too many factors to get into.
Variables, yeah, let's
no
get
factors,
into them.
Just A or B.
Fly.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I want to fly.
Nice.
Cool. Next. I think I'd rather fly as well. And that's mostly because of my long-distance relationship.
Oh, Matt.
I'm trying to think practically here, because there's a lot of great things about invisibility.
Okay.
Stealing things.
Oh, that's. You probably shouldn't have said that, because now the cops are gonna.
Okay, no, but like, you could be a super cool, like Ocean's 11 thief.
So steal a lot of money then.
Or you could spook people. People real good.
Those are two really good pros. I could see my fiance, or I could spook people.
Okay, but like think about
hold on. You're right. No, you're right.
Think about flying at like 300 miles per hour, just you with your face through the air. What? There's a bird, you're dead.
Why wouldn't I wear a helmet?
You would wear a helmet, but like.
And a cool suit.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Thinking about it.
That's so scary.
I think about this a lot.
This is all I think about, honestly.
It would be so cold. You'd be like bundled up, but then you get warm.
Trent, you are once again getting into the details that I didn't want to get into.
But see, then I'm thinking, if I'm invisible and it's just me and I have to be naked all the time to be invisible, then I don't want that.
That just sounds amazing then. And I'm definitely switching my answer.
No.
You could probably sneak into a lot of concerts if you were invisible.
And naked.
You can do whatever you want.
And naked.
But what if it was like, okay, what if either was like a form of physical exertion?
Oh, flying.
Like, what if it...
Flying would be ridiculous.
Well, flying would be exhausting, first of all. But like, what if you got too tired in the middle of some sort of public scenario if you were invisible?
And you were completely nude.
Well, I don't know how often I would want to give that a shot. But if your clothes didn't turn invisible, that would be a game changer.
I would be invisible. I would write a play or a musical about The Hobbit... And then would be
being invisible?
Bilbo.
Oh, okay.
Because I could do the thing for real.
I see.
You could do the thing with the ring.
I see.
And I would have a job forever, and it would be great.
But what if?
And then I would say, excuse me, no pictures.
Out. See, if we're really talking loopholes, if you can be invisible, yep. You could just hop on a plane.
That's true as well, uh-huh. Chris.
Just sneak right in.
With all the seats.
Yeah. I mean... You're not.
That would be so terrifying.
Me
in my human body, like trying to crawl over a metal detector, would not be great.
You'd have to Spider-Man the heck out of it.
Yeah, you'd have to just be like super buff.
You also cannot be invisible until 10,000 feet. That's just part of aircraft law.
That's air law, actually. That's just, you're not allowed to be invisible until a certain altitude.
They say that at every Delta flight. Mm-hmm.
These are your seatbelts. These are how you use them. Don't turn invisible until they hit 10,000. I'll know.
Wait. What was that last thing you said?
Buckle your seatbelts. Okay, here we go. The captain's taking out. Oh. Let's go. Okay, I'm going to sit down.
They said something about... Is anyone here invisible?
Are people invisible usually?
Show yourself.
There's some empty seats.
Who played a Would You Rather on A Cursed Night?
That was really good, Trent.
What?
Yeah. It's like, okay, you know what?
I don't know if I caught.
I only have heard it, to be honest.
Only none of us heard it was part of the thing.
Like, it was like a cursed. It was a cursed night, and we were making this joke, and then I was able to turn invisible, and that's why they have to address it as if.
Are you just stuck on spooking people?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
You just want to spook?
Boom.
Are you just going on a spook
spree?
Oh,
it was all worth it. It was all worth it.
Oh, what a long con. It's so good.
I love spooking. I love my spooks. Gotta get my spooks.
Okay. Well, then, I mean, like, invisibility and flying would come hand in hand at that point.
What if you flew?
And
what if
you get to spook?
Hey, would you rather fly and be invisible?
Or just be me?
I just want to be me. So many variables.
You can fly, but you're always invisible.
I've really gotten in touch with myself here tonight.
You're invisible when you're flying, so you're a huge flight risk.
I mean, you could do that too. You're invisible.
What if whenever you're invisible, you fly?
That would be great. That's the best social like exit ever.
Oh,
well,
whatever,
I'm uncomfortable.
Well, it's been fun.
See ya.
I'm a spook now.
Ooh. I was a ghost the whole time.
Thanks for all the beer.
Oh, man.
It was nice getting to know you.
I can only drink that now. It was a complicated curse.
I shouldn't drink and fly.
Doesn't say it on the bottle. They haven't accounted for me yet.
I think I used to.
My license has expired. Sorry,
for
Chris.
Flying
your yep. human flight license.
Yeah, it expired. What?
Get that taken care of.
Where did you get it? First off,
I'm not worried about that so much, but just get it taken care of. I care about
you. Should, the DM, you should the not, DM you should HV, not be Department license, of though. Motored Human Flying.
I think my old answer would have been invisibility, because that just seems super cool, and I was super into Harry Potter, and the invisibility cloak just seemed dope.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Now I feel like I'm with Matt, and like flying would be so much more useful.
You'd be with me. We could fly together.
I don't. That's not. I don't think you meant it literally.
Chris, come fly with me.
That was just running through my
let's
head.
Fly, let's fly away.
You're right.
I can show you.
Maybe each one of us can have a different power.
The song, but yes.
And then we'll just be unstoppable.
Perfect. 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 Oh. Wait. I'm bottoms up.
What?
What?
Me too. That's the thing.
Oh, I've been slacking on this.
Let's form a would you rather together. Piece by piece.
Okay, would you rather smash a trout?
No,
okay,
like
I love it. I love it. I love it. Or no, I'll take this part. Or
Okay.
There's only two parts.
No, we got to add more conditions. We'll each add more conditions.
Okay. So we got would you rather smash trout, wrestle with squids, but
the squids
are invisible.
Oh, okay. And the truck can fly. It's perfect. It's the perfect one. It's the perfect would you rather.
I have been Michael Wadena, and I think I'm going to wrestle that invisible squid.
But.
No.
I mean, it's an. What?
It's invisible.
No.
Are you going to. I said that. You're going to hit me with another variable?
No.
It's invisible, but.
Yeah.
It's also kind of sexual.
It's also kind of cute.
Oh, we're getting these undersea adventures.
It smells very nice.
This is the greatest episode of Magic School Bus.
Wait, can you smell underwater now?
That's right.
No, I lost my.
I thought you were wrestling this on land this whole time. Are you guys wrestling underwater?
I mean, where do squid live, Trent?
Yeah, Trent, wait. In your mind, were these sentient floating squid aliens that you were wrestling, or were they flopping on the ground and you were just like, Hadouken?
Okay, so imagine it's like Zootopia had to animate a squid.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And then there was just like a real life version of that. That's what I'm thinking, like on land, like Squidward. Like I'm wrestling Squidward.
Like, or like in Finding Dory.
I could take down Squidward.
Okay.
But it's kind of sexual and it smells nice.
Not every element in that needs to be in that, I think.
Yeah, you gotta,
so many variables.
I don't think it.
You got to cut that. I've been Trent Cheadle Safford.
Cheadle Safford. And which would you rather?
I would rather smash a flying trout because an invisible squid. Tentacles you can't see, that's terrifying.
But also kind of cute.
It's also.
And boy, it smells good too. Whoa. Squid, oh why are we fighting?
You smell like calamari? Is this weird?
Let's wrestle like real boys.
It's like lemon butter and
like balls. Lemon butter calamari and lavender. What is this?
It's delicious.
You smell great.
And as Trent said so many times, kind of sexual.
Squid Bud, let's get out of here.
Squid, let's go. Why are we wrestling?
Let's go.
I hate it when we fight.
Why are we wrestling?
SpongeBob.
Yeah, my.
So good. It's so good.
I had to shoot it from the hip. And I didn't want to plug my nose.
Okay. I've been
crying.
Matt, snake nose ear spider.
All right.
And I gotta go for the sexual squid. I just gotta. Like,
just, yeah, yes. Come on board. We're getting just, crazy. We're 21.
I just gotta go that way.
Spring break.
Trent, that was a great idea that you had.
Okay, you know what?
I like where you went with it. And what's this? Smells good too.
It That's so sweet.
I like it. Chris?
I've been Chris Picant O'Brien.
Oh.
Yeah.
So just can't say it. And I would be a wrestling that.
Oh,
that trout.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You're smashing the trout.
You gotta smash the trout.
Chris done zagged on us.
All right, fine. I will smash that trout.
Okay.
Right out of the air.
Trout smashers. Versus the squid wranglers. It's better than Power Rangers.
Yeah, but still uses the same song.
An even lower budget.
Oh. Well, folks, it looks like we're bottoms up. We'd like to thank Waker for giving us time to crack open our cold ones with their song Gemini from the album This Is Waker. This particular show has been poor quality, but what else did you expect?
Don't say that. You did a great job.
It sure was, though. I mean, from the three of us, Chris was great.
Wait,
Chris, you did great.
Three of us did
smashing. Smashing trout.
Smashing trout, great. All right.
Smashing pumpkin. Smashing rotten pumpkin.
Yeah, sorry to end up so goofy.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's get out of there.
Matt likes to say let's go before we talk about the actual show.
Cut it.